Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Boudelet?
How you doing?
Hi, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, Johnny, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How was your weekend?
It was good, thank you. Well, it could be better, but it was good.
Yeah, well, it could always be better, but it could always be worse, too.
Yeah, I know.
I was following up with you. We spoke on Friday afternoon about a listing that was available, and I sent you some information. We still have the listing available, so I was circling back with you to see, you know, did you want to put your company on the first page of the Google search results for your area to generate some new customers?
Yeah, right now, of course, man. I'm struggling right now, yeah.
Okay. So you want to move forward?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking you would. It was just a matter of looking things over. But I just got back up here, and they were like, oh, this spot's still open. So you were the first guy on my callback list here.
That's cool. I'll call you. I left a message twice, so. Okay.
Oh, you did? On Friday or Saturday?
I called today. I left a message, and I called on, I believe it's Friday, because I couldn't call Friday because I had an incident.
Okay.
So I called on Friday, I left a message, and I'm calling again.
Oh, okay. That's weird. I didn't get any voicemail. Did you call my direct number that I texted you, the extension 544?
Let me hold on. I call 877-635-6255, extension 544.
Yeah, 6225, extension 544, right?
6225, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's really weird. Yeah, I didn't get any notifications that I had an inbound call from you today.
No big deal, man.
Okay, no worries. Well, my offer still stands on the discounted pricing structure, so if we want to get everything rolling, it's just $249 to get started today.
Okay, I thought you want to waive the fee.
I did. I did waive the fees. That's how I got it down to $249.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's move forward, man.
Okay. So I'm just gonna verify some information and get your Google PIN verification letter sent out. The PIN verification is a postcard that comes to you in the mail. I remember we touched on that briefly. What's the street address that I could send that to?
80.
Okay. 80.
Bar. B-A-R-R.
Okay, I found it. Monroe, 10950?
No, wait. Bar Lane.
Yeah, I know, I found it. 80 Bar Lane, Monroe, New York, 10950.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update. Okay. And then I can have that address hidden or displayed.
What is it?
I can hide the address or I can show it.
That's my personal address, so you can hide it. It's personal.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. You're in an industry where you're going to go to the customer. They're not going to come to you. So you have the option of having it up there, or I can hide it so that way you don't have to worry about people showing up to your residence.
Yeah, I got four kids, man, so I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I'll hide it for you. I got two myself, so I understand. When you see your listing, it'll just say Monroe, New York, 10950, okay, just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. And then is your company LLC or incorporated at all?
LLC.
Okay. Do you want the LLC displayed? It looks more professional.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put it up there. And then you spell your first name B-L or B-U-L-D-L-A-Y?
No. B as a boy. A. Okay. Mm-hmm. U. D as a David. L. A. I. O as Robert E.
R as in Robert and then E? So
yes.
Baudelaire.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Makes a lot more sense now that it's both service.
Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute, it's spelled way wrong. And then what's your last name?
My last name is T again. T as a Tom.
Mm-hmm.
H-E-A-G-E-N-E.
T-H-E-A-G-E-N-E?
The first letter is T as a Tom.
Yeah, T is in Tom, H is in Harry, E is in elephant, A is in apple, G is in girl, E is in elephant, N is in Nancy, then E is in elephant?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts.
I don't have the email. I do not have the I got the Yahoo email. That's what I use for now.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not going to have it displayed anywhere. It's not, like, going to be on the website or anything for customers to see. It's just for me to send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Love. L-O-V-E. Mm-hmm. B as a boy, A-U. Mm-hmm. 01 at yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Bleh. Okay. All right. So lovebo01 at yahoo.com.
No, 01.
Yeah, 01. The number 0 and the number 1. Sorry, I put 01. I already said 01, but I had it actually 01. So thank you for catching that. And then you could only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for the customers to reach you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yep, that's my only number. I have no other number.
Okay. 845-709-7873?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Confirm. Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Monday to Friday.
Okay. And then any hours for Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday for my kids, so Saturday, for now I'm off because my wife is in school, that's the only kids.
Okay, so, I'll leave it Saturday and Sunday closed for now.
No, Sunday open. Sunday 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday open.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. So Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, Saturday closed, Sunday 8 to 3.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and resubmit this. Sorry about that. And then if you ever want to change your hours, you could do that through the account management team here. So it's the same phone number, you just hit extension 1. And then
what was the number? The number you tell me? 877?
Yes, 877-635-6225. And then on all the paperwork that you're going to get, like all the emails and texts moving forward, like with your receipt and everything, the phone number is going to be attached to it. So it's going to be everywhere. You're going to get it like 100 different times.
Okay.
Every receipt, every email, every text, it's all going to have the number attached to it. So that way you could just click on it. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cash, check, and card. Okay.
Yeah. And then, cash, check, and it's zero, yeah. I got the credit card. I got the thing. I got to set it up. I
think we talked about that. Yeah, okay. So just cash, check, and Zelle for right now. And then you had the Square Reader, but you hadn't set it up yet, right?
I've got to set it up, but I'm in business lately, so yeah, I still set it up. So, okay. Yeah, I have, for now, don't put it. When I set it up, I'm going to call back to you guys. We got it.
Okay, no worries. I'll set it up without it for right now.
So most people use Zelle anyway.
We're good. Wait, I'm sorry? What was that?
Most people use Zelle anyway. Most people use Zelle.
Yeah, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App usually are, everybody has those. It comes built into our phones now.
Yeah.
And then for the client interview, so we're going to interview you. We want to make sure that we're representing you properly. So they're going to go over all the services you offer. That way we're not listing you for anything you don't offer. They're going to go over the service area, so that way we're not sending you anywhere that you don't want to go. And then we also want to pick your brain on how you want the website to look. So client interviews, they're usually about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow I got a job tomorrow. So, okay. Let me see. Tomorrow night, let me see. How are you guys open? What's the name?
We're located we're in California. We're on Pacific Standard Time, so we're 3 hours behind you. Like right now, it's only 3 o'clock.
About 9:30 p.m. Is that too late for you guys?
I could do 10.
10 p.m.?
Yeah. P.m. or a.m.?
Yeah. P.m.
Oh, yeah, that's way too late. The latest that we could do would be between 6 and 7 tomorrow.
Yes,
if you wanted to do it late, or we could do earlier, you could do like 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1. I have 4 to 5 Eastern Standard and a 5 and 6 Eastern Standard also available.
Tomorrow.
It's pretty easy, but like just to be transparent.
I gotta be in front of the computer, right?
No. It's mostly general knowledge information about your business. So they're just gonna ask you, like we're already gonna know like the best keywords for your industry, but they're just going to ask you questions about like the services you offer and like places that you go or don't go. So, I mean, if you're the business owner, they're not going to ask you anything that you don't know off the top of your head.
Okay, how about in the morning? I could do, in the morning. Is that good?
8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, it's too early. Yeah, the earliest that I could do, because you're on Eastern Standard Time, would be between 10 and 11 or 11 to 12.
10 and 11?
Yeah, I have 10 to 11 tomorrow available.
Okay, okay, about, let's see. Okay. We could do at 2 o'clock, 2:30.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, I have a 2 to, oh, let me see here.
You got 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I have a 2 to 3 available, between 2 and 3.
Okay, I could do that, 2 or 3.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you an invitation to your Yahoo email, and then I'm also mm-hmm. going to send you a text message 1 hour before, just to remind you, okay? If anything pops up or changes, just let me know, and then I could reschedule it for you, but we want to make sure that we get it knocked out as soon as possible. I don't want to waste a day.
Yeah, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to schedule you right now, and I'll send you the invitation to your Gmail. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Credit.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
My name for now. So I have to get it.
Okay. We could always swap it out later. It's just a phone call. And then... is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
What is it?
Is the billing address the same as the 80 Bar Lane that we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
No.
Okay, what's the billing address for this card?
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Full Secura. FECORA. Word. R-O-A-D. Manuel? Monty. M-O-N.
Oh, I found it. Okay. What was the numbers? I'm sorry, was it just 2 Secura Road?
No, 4. 4.
4, okay. 4 Secura Road, Monty, New York. 10952?
Yeah.
Okay, I found it. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Up in the bottom. 4839.
5058.
9126. Yeah.
Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
0425.
0425. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
501.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the agreement, and I'm going to send this to you in writing. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with or understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before we move forward and I authorize the transaction. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Bull Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Woodland Theogene, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything extra. It's just like, give us a heads up so I can make sure that you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you. Or like, I don't want you to duplicate.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing Angie right now, right?
Yeah, I already knew you were doing Angie. I'm going to steal you from those guys. That was my plan from the beginning. Those guys,
I'm getting jobs.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of them. They get their leads from Google, and then they sell them to, like, 20 people at once. So they're, like, super saturated. And sometimes you're paying a lead fee for nothing. It's a waste of money, especially if you've got kids. You want to pay a $50 lead fee? You know, you can go to the 99-cent store, feed them all 3 days in a row.
Yeah. You know, my business is new, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
You got a lot of different stuff. That's sick, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody penny counts when you're just getting started, too. So, but that's not saying you can't do anything extra. Like I said, I just want to make sure that you're not buying anything that we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. I don't want somebody touching the website, messing it up after we just got it up and running. So if you're not sure, just call in and then I can double check.
No problem, John.
All right. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 8th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, I have you on a platinum package. So I've included a website for you at no extra cost. All of the contents in the platinum package will be sent over to you in writing, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. So when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the eighth day, but you'll keep that pricing structure of $249 for as long as you're with us. It does state in the fine print, you're not binded to a contract. It's a month-to-month agreement, so you can discontinue or cancel at any time if you're unhappy with the services. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. So all we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to receive a couple of text messages here. One of them is going to have your first name, and then it'll say, please click here. It'll have like a link to an outline of the agreement in writing. When you get a chance, click on that. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to put in your first and last name, basically sign off on the agreement. So if you want to take your time, read through it, but when you're done, just make sure to sign off on that. And then before the client interview starts tomorrow, they'll double check that. Okay, so it's really important that we get that done. That's going to have all the contents that are in the agreement outlined in writing. So that way, you're not binded to a contract, but at least that way you have in writing, hey, I'm getting all these products and features for this discounted rate that John set me up with.
Out of bounds.
All right. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in. We have a 24/7 customer service department available to you, as well as I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we'll circle back to you tomorrow between 2 and 3 for that client interview, okay?
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.